Hello, it's Wednesday, July 12th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We hope everyone's doing good today. It's a rainy Wednesday afternoon, the beginning of what they call the Arts Fest here in Happy Valley. It goes on all weekend. They'll probably have about 150,000 people come into town for it. So we'll be down there this weekend, I'm sure. Our guest today is someone who's appeared on Wing TV before. We've appeared on his show also, Mr. Clay Douglas. He's known as the Free American. He publishes a magazine called The Free American. Also, he publishes Thunder Riders. And his radio show can be heard on two different networks, Republic Radio and Truth Radio. And we'd also like to congratulate him on the recent birth of a granddaughter to Clay Douglas. So, without further ado, we'd like to welcome the Free American to Wing TV. How you doing, Clay?
Hi, Clay.
I'm doing great.
Well, congratulations on the granddaughter.
Well, thank you very much. I didn't have much to do with it, but sure, pleasure to have her.
Clay, first off, give everybody an update on your recuperation from the accident.
Well, as soon as I got out of the first three hospitals, as soon as I got into a hospital where they didn't force feed me drugs to keep me unconscious, I was fine.
And
I had three broken ribs and a broken clavicle. They said I had a serious head injury, but outside of being dizzy from kind of a delayed reaction from the drugs,
mm-hmm.
I don't have headaches. I don't have injuries. I've recovered perfectly. I've got my IQ has been lessened. My powers of comprehension and retention haven't lessened.
Great. And to those who don't know, Clay, tell everybody briefly what happened in your motorcycle accident.
I violated both of my rules for living.
Which are?
Every phone I use is tapped, and every one in a four-wheeler is trying to kill me. I called home to ask my son where he wanted me to go next. And he said, go down 24th Street to McDowell, take a left. And go to the wheel shop. On my way there, somebody was waiting for me. And some old black woman with no insurance, no car, no nothing, a borrowed car, and no insurance, T-boned me and hit me hard enough to roll a 700-pound motorcycle over me three times.
Wow.
Smashed my head against the curb.
Well, we're all just very thankful that you've recovered so well and that you're doing so good.
Yeah. And it sounds like
The medics had picked me up, told everybody nobody injured this badly could possibly live, and then they told the people that I fought them all the way, that I didn't want to get on a stretcher, I didn't want to get in the ambulance, I fought them all the way.
Gee, that's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Went to the hospital, and the doctor said, well, it's a good thing he did. He kept the blood flowing through.
Yeah. Well, Clay, tell everybody to start off here how they can find your website, how they can buy your magazines, how they can listen to your radio shows.
It's FreeAmerican, C-A-N, FreeAmerican.com. And all of my phone numbers are on there. My phone numbers are 888-678-1444. And you can sign up for the Free American on the Internet, on the website. You can call in and on a credit card, and you can get a subscription. Our subscriptions are $50 a year.
Uh-huh.
For the magazine, and we'll put them out hopefully every month. Every now we run a few days behind because I'm still looking for people. I'm still looking for to replace all of the help that I lost over the 2 years that I was pretty much out of business.
Well, how long have you been doing radio again now on Republic and also Truth Radio?
I've been on RepublicRadio.com, TruthRadio.com. Ever since I got out of the hospital, really.
Okay. All right, very good. And before we get into some issues about what's going on in the world, a couple years ago, you were kicking some serious butt. You had the Free American out. It was in Barnes & Noble. It was in other national chains. Then all of a sudden, it seemed like there were forces at work that wanted to put the kibosh on what you were doing. Explain to everybody what happened behind the scenes, what these forces did to ultimately knock you off this pedestal.
The same. They've used the same tactics on me in different instances over the last 10 years. When I formed the Free American, and when I started doing the radio, and when I formed the militias, helped form the militias around the country, Sorry about that. And just a second. All right, now they got it. Okay. When I formed the militias around the country, I was immediately demonized by the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League.
Mm-hmm.
They listed me in a publication called Armed and Dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And talked about the forming of the militias, and the Free American was right in there.
Uh-huh.
Then Southern Poverty Law came after me on a publication called False Patriots when I was working with Charles Collins when he was running for president in the Republican ticket in 1996. Shortly after that, a publication showed up in every police department in New Mexico under the title of Guide to Right-Wing Extremists, put out by the based on information obtained from the ADL. And the FBI put that out in every police station in New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Called up the governor on the first day and talked to him about it.
Mm.
And then I talked to the next day I called up the chief of the state police and talked to him about it. And he said, Clay, don't worry about it. I've been reading your magazine for 10 years. You don't have anything to worry about with my office.
So
besides that, the governor just recalled every one of those booklets.
Oh. Is the ADL still hassling you in any way?
Well, I believe the Israeli companies have been in charge of tapping our phones for the NSA for years. And I believe they knew where I was going, and they had this woman, we'll get you off these drug charges if you just hit this guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell everybody what happened with your advertisers, because everybody knows that if you have a national publication, you need some advertisers to pay for the printing costs and the distribution costs. What happened to your advertisers behind the scenes?
Well, in the Free American, I've had a few, you know, people that have been in the freedom movement, people like Freedom Law School, and but I pretty much always finance the Free American through products that I sold to the Free American.
Well, maybe then I'm thinking about, was it the distributors or somebody was contacted?
That was under Thunder Riders.
Okay.
I had two guys show up in the hospital, said, asked me if I'd been hallucinating. And I had been, but I hadn't told anybody. So I said, well, who are you? And yeah, maybe a little bit, but who are you and why? Well, you can thank us for that. We're CIA, and we don't like you publishing Thunder Riders. I said, Thunder Riders, man, what are you talking about? Thunder Riders is my motorcycle magazine. Free America is the one I expose you spook types in. And, well, you know, you paint a rosy picture around a motorcycle, and we don't like that. I said, well, does the term touch shit mean anything to you? Get out of my hospital. And they left, and the next day, some woman showed up with a needle and said, I've got to give you this injection, Mr. Douglas. What is it? Well, it's a tranquilizer. I don't feel like being tranquil today, so. You have to. If you don't, let me do it. I'm going to go get security. They're going to hold you down. I'm going to give it to you. Does that sound like standard hospital procedure?
No.
I said, go get them. And she did. She came back with 4 security guards. And we had a little conversation, and I explained to them, boys, first of all, I ain't taking, there's a couple of things you just need to know before we do this. One, I ain't taking that shot. Two, if you try to give it to me when I was in Special Forces, they didn't teach me I'm not to hurt anybody, so here's what's going to happen. And I walked up to each one of them and I told them, eyeball to eyeball, you, I'm going to take your throat out. You, I'm going to break your arms. You, I'm going to break your legs. You, I'm going to smash your kneecap. Boys ready to dance? Come on. Best bluff of my life. I'd lost 100 pounds. I hadn't eaten anything in 4 months. But they didn't know that.
Let me ask you this. Why would they be so threatened by your motorcycle magazine as opposed to the other one?
Because the other one was already gone by that time.
Uh-huh.
I sons couldn't keep that going. They kept the motorcycle making. And when after I got out, I talked with people. I sold more advertising for my motorcycle magazine, which always had good advertising in it.
Uh-huh.
Didn't discuss politics. All I had is good-looking bikes, good-looking women, and an occasional, you know, bare breast here and there. So the company, a publicly traded motorcycle company, wanted to buy it. And they put a press release out on Wall Street that Clay Douglas was going to continue on as publisher and that this publicly traded company was buying. And the ADL went nuts. They every stockholder in that company was contacted and told what a right-wing, racist, radical, anti-Semitic asshole Clay Douglas was.
But let me... The CIA is not supposed to act stateside, so why would they
be
involved?
I have no idea if they were CIA, if they were private individuals, if they were Phoenix Gang Squad, or if they were Mossad. I have no idea with that. I didn't ask for ID, and they didn't show me any ID.
Yeah. Now, you started for a while publishing some political material in Thunder Riders, didn't you? What was the reaction when you put that material in the motorcycle magazine?
I really never did anything like that except talk about the freedom rallies and things like that. And the last issue of Thunder Riders that I did before I came back here, I did one last issue of Thunder Riders and said it was the last Thunder Riders and that I was going back to the free America. Because the buzz on the street was, oh, yeah, that Free American Life is a racist publication. No, it wasn't. There's nothing in there ever been in anything racist in the Free American. But evidently, if you say there's 22 million illegal aliens in America right now, that's racist.
Right.
You say Israel has 400 nuclear weapons and Saddam Hussein didn't have any. That's anti-Semitism.
Hmm. I know you've been involved with the chemtrail issue, and you put out a very interesting, really good video on the chemtrails. Do you have any updates on information on that?
No, but I can tell you what I believe the chemtrails is. It wasn't poison because I didn't die. I've been sprayed, you know, in every city in the United States. So what that is conditioning for the American people to make them feel that this is normal. It's just normal. That's just a kind of thing. There's nothing. See, you didn't die.
And for the purpose of what?
Huh?
What's the purpose? I mean, why would they condition us to think that's normal? To prepare
because
us for what?
When the next time they come over, and this time they've got the bird flu, which is nothing more than the swine flu. They dug it up in Antarctica. Or in the Arctic, they dug it up from the bodies, they salvaged it, and they brought it back, and then this time they're going to call it the bird flu. Watch out for those birds, but don't pay any attention to those contrails being laid above.
And there was
the delivery system for the biological weapons that they will turn loose on us when the opportune time is here. They're going to kill as many Americans as they killed Russians when they took over and formed the Soviet Union.
Why do you think that?
Beg your pardon?
Why do you think they're going to kill Americans? I mean, we don't want to fearmonger, so you have to explain why you think that.
Because it's what they've done every time they have taken over a country. They have killed off the white Russians. They killed off the white South Africans. You know, I've got up on in the next issue of the Free America, I'll have pictures of the bodies stacked in the Ukraine, stacked up that they starved to death, that they collectivized the farms, and we got Archer Daniels Middle and Hill here. You can't buy, you can't replant your corn anymore.
Yeah.
You got to pay them for the seeds.
The Terminator gene.
Got the National Animal Identification System coming up. You got to chip all your chickens. You got to chip all your cows. You got to chip all your goats. And if the chicken crosses the road, you got to file a report with your government. That is the way to control the food supply.
Right.
And we can't have you drinking that free rainwater anymore. You're going to have heater on your well.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Well, Clay, let me switch gears here a little bit. There's news reports today that Israel has now invaded southern Lebanon. We know that they bombed and killed children on the beach in Gaza. We know that they've been obliterating the Palestinians for years now. We know that they've been doing flyovers of Syria. We have Israel's war in Iraq and potentially Israel's war in Iran.
And we know that they were involved in 9/11.
When is the world collectively going to do something to stop this terrorist nation?
There is legislation right now in the Congress for global anti-Semitism. They are going to make it illegal for you and I to talk about the Zionists, to talk about the Jewish control of the media. They are going to, and if you'll remember, in Russia, it was a capital offense. They would shoot you in the head if you were talking about your Jewish rulers. And I read it on the air today. It's probably up on the archives of Truth Radio right now. They're going to make it a hate crime to criticize the Zionists. They're going to make it a hate crime to suggest that the New World Order is somehow Jewish controlled, that the media is Jewish controlled. They're gonna put you in these gulags that Dick Cheney's company is building right now. They're not even building them. They already have 600 of the concentration camps here. All Cheney's gonna do is dust them off and put the money in his pocket.
So this conversation we're having right now would be, if they pass this legislation, a crime.
Yes.
But how are they gonna scrub the internet, because the information's really all over the place?
They're going to. You get that? What happens if you have child porn in your computer?
You get arrested.
What happens if you have something anti-Semitic literature in your computer?
So there's going to be knocks on the door then, huh?
Yes.
Well, but that's a lot of doors. We're talking about a lot of information on the internet.
Well, it won't matter much if 50 million of you Americans are dead from the bird flu.
Well, Clay, let me ask you this then. We did a poll a couple weeks ago and we asked viewers to this show what they think is the next spike event that's going to happen. A spike event would be something like Pearl Harbor, Gulf of Tonkin, OKC, 9/11. On the horizon, in your opinion, what's the next spike event? Is it this bird flu or something else?
Well, I think it's a bird flu.
Uh-huh.
You've already got your program for it. You've got movies about the pandemic, bird flu. And the swine flu, that we released, it was supposed to be a weapon of war against Germany, but we released it and it got loose, and it killed about 50 million people around the world.
So how do people protect themselves?
Larry Silverstein has bought the Sears Towers, mm-hmm. Sears Tower, and so that makes that a likely. Put another $700 million in it.
Might as well just paint a bullseye on it, huh?
Yeah.
Did he insure it against a terrorist attack?
And Dov Zakheim, he was the Pentagon controller that stole $2 trillion from the Pentagon.
He has these
remote control planes. Remember the video of the plane going into the building with a big pod underneath it? That's one of Dov Zakheim's planes.
Yeah, and he was the comptroller of the company that was specialized in these. Clay, tell everybody about the issue of the Free American that had 9/11 on its cover as the lead article. The reaction you got about that issue?
Well, the reaction I got was to be put in the hospital. That was the last issue I put out.
Really?
Yes. And in that, I had Larry Silverstein's statement. I pulled a building. Me and the fire department made the decision to pull that building. It hadn't been hit by a plane. It went down. And if he had the explosives planted in that, and he had to have the explosives pre-planted in that building for it to come down that quick. You can't rig a building to be demolished that quickly after the attacks of 9/11. And if he had the explosives in building number 7, you can damn well bet he had them in the other two.
Oh, absolutely.
And the reaction to that, they tried to kill Clay Douglas.
Huh. I know that you do a lot of work with Liberty Villages and you help homeless veterans. Can you tell everybody a little bit about this Liberty Village idea?
Years ago, I put in a bid and an offer on a town that a mining company was going to sell down in New Mexico, All Flies. They had 250 houses here. So I raised almost $250,000 on the radio talking about this buying this town. And I put in a bid on it. The government immediately came on television, and started talking about how they needed to buy the town, and they overbid me by $3 million. So I came up with the idea of Liberty Villages. Just nice, smaller homes, cabins, you know, old style, to kind of rebuild the flavor of the 19th century, of the old mining towns, of old western towns, back when America was free. And I also came up, when I realized these villages are designed to be sort of a recreation of the family farm.
Okay.
It will have gardens on it. We'll have chickens out there in the coops. Unchipped. I ain't chipping my chicken. And it would be open to the public, so people would know it ain't a compound like Waco.
Right, right.
It's open to the public. You can rent a motel. You can rent a room here. You can rent a cabin here for a night or for a week. And it'll be staffed by people that like to live on the country, that like to have fresh meat, that like to go out and get their eggs in the morning, and like to putter around the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And you also provide shelter for homeless vets, right?
Well, that was a secondary thing.
Uh-huh.
It occurred to me that when we invaded Vietnam, they fought us to a standstill from these small farming villages. The troops there, the farmers, they stored their weapons there. They had tunnels in there, and that's where they fought their invaders. And I think that's going to occur in America. That's where we're going to be at within the next 2 years. We've got the 22 million invaders here, and what did they do in South Africa? They went into the farms and killed the farmers and killed the families and raped the women and took over the land. That's what they've done every time. So instead of having just a isolated farming couple, or family running the farm, in this case, we're going to have residents on the farm.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have some well-trained, armed Vietnam vets to protect the place if everything falls apart.
I see. Give us an update on the impact of illegal immigration in the state that you're in.
Well, where I'm at, I mean, it's just like Phoenix, it's just like Tucson, it's just like Albuquerque, and all of the other major cities. You got 22 million of these people up here, and what's the impact?
Yeah.
I can do that for you.
Okay.
Real quickly here. Let me just share with you what the impact is. First of all, it is an invasion. And second of all, they ain't exactly going to be benevolent to us. We had it in the last Free American. They said what they were intending to do. You know, it's time for you old white folks to die.
I read that.
Time for you old white folks to just fade back into history, and we can deport you to Europe.
So they're candy-coating the message then, huh?
What we're hearing, some people don't believe that they're actually saying these things.
It's a leader. We got their quotes. We got them on tape.
Yeah. I mean, that's what people need to understand.
Yeah, what do you know?
Yeah.
You'd rather believe in demons and devils rather than the real thing? And the whole point, Bush, what with this freedom and prosperity, or this partnership and prosperity for the North American community, the North American Union, which is just English for Soviet Union, what they're doing there is basically setting us up so Bush can come up and say, oh, there ain't illegals. There ain't 22 million illegals. They're all just members of the North American community.
We're all one big happy
family. All one big happy family.
there are some people who argue that why shouldn't people be allowed to move freely anywhere they want to live on the planet?
Oh, that's just a innocent, idealistic libertarian who smoked too much damn pot. tell you what, you're for this. This is just capitalism at work. Tell you what, let's just kick open your door. Listen, I'm gonna prop your door open here, and I'm gonna put a sign outside: illegal aliens welcome. So they can come in here and they can shit on your floor and they can eat your food and rape your children.
Don't hold back, Clay.
The free market.
Clay, why don't we hear more voices like yours on the radio when we're hearing this? There's so much mamby-pamby stuff, not only in the mainstream, but even people in the alternative media, patriot movement, that are saying, oh, well, you know, we have to turn a blind eye to this. It's not really...
We can't talk about the
international bankers because people will think we're anti-Semitic.
What has happened to conscience? Because we notice there's a lot of lack of public outrage to a lot of this information that's making it into the mainstream. And we've been talking a lot about this lack of conscience, this suppression of conscience.
There's two or three factors. First of all, there's the drugs that we're fed. Second of all, there's a fluoride in your water. Third, there is the programming from the most sophisticated mind control device ever created. It's called television.
The television, yeah, of course.
I mean, they don't call it programming for nothing. That's the only answer to this, because if you're a rational human being, you just have to ask yourself, why are we putting up with this shit?
You're right. You're exactly right. Now, Clay, let me preface this question, first of all, by saying that we know that the election boxes are rigged. We know that the last couple, if not the last many elections, have been rigged. There's been talk about how much dissent there is with the Republican and Democratic parties. We know they're two heads of the same coin. 2008, there's talk maybe an independent candidate can come in. Is this all just wishful thinking to keep the populace...
Charles Collins, I supported Charles Collins for president. And in 1996, we went to all the Republican conventions, and every time Charles got up to speak, the cameraman turned the cameras off, pointed them at the ground, and in two or three of the places, they unplugged his microphone when he started talking about the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
So, what gives you only vote for the people that you know, and the only people that they put on... I mean, every now and then they'll let a radical come on like Pat Buchanan.
Yeah.
And I asked Pat, I said, Pat, why aren't you talking about the Federal Reserve? We appreciate when you say, when I raise my right hand, your world order comes falling down. Why aren't you talking about the Federal Reserve? He said, well, Clay, I just don't know enough about it to talk about it intelligently. Well, so you've been in three administrations. Federal Reserve. And your best friend is G. Edward Griffith, who wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island. He probably said something about it.
Uh-huh.
But I got my answer from that later when I had him on my radio show, and I asked him this question. I said, Pat, the question I've always wanted to ask you, how could you do that show Crossfire for so many years with that liberal Bill Press and not walk around the table and slap the shit out of him? He said, well, Clay, Ted Turner paid me a lot of money not to. I said, well, thank you, Pat. I think that answered pretty much all of my questions.
Well, at least it's an honest answer, huh? Here's something I noticed yesterday. We watched TV for about 10 minutes a night when we eat supper, and they paraded George Bush out, and he was glowing because he says, you know what? We predicted the deficit this year was going to be $430 billion, and we're doing so damn good that it's only $293 billion this year. And then he says, well, I told you our programs were working. Who's buying this, Clay?
Just the brain dead. And they've been doing that, you know, since the NEA took over our educational system. That's why they hate homeschoolers so much, because you can actually teach your children the thing. Now, back to the illegal situation.
Uh-huh.
We got 22 million illegals here. Oh, by the way, you can buy the, we can, according to their contract, we can buy the Federal Reserve back for $450 million. For $450 million, we can wipe out a $9 trillion debt because then we would just owe it to ourselves. 62% of all undocumented immigrants in the United States, they're working for cash, not paying taxes. And they're predominantly illegal aliens working without a green card. 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. 83% of warrants for murder in Phoenix are for illegal aliens. 86% of warrants for murder in Albuquerque are for illegal aliens. 75% of the most wanted in Los Angeles, Phoenix, and Albuquerque are illegal aliens.
Hey, Clay, I got an email the other day, and this guy was talking about when you join the military, you have to give up a dual citizenship. Yet we have high political leaders in our government with dual citizenship. How is that?
Michael Chertoff, for
instance.
Yeah,
the friggin' Lenin lookalike. I mean, he looks so much like Vladimir Lenin that I think he's a clone.
I do too.
He's kind of demonic.
Well, you put those two side by side, it's a mirror image.
I put them in the last issue, the May issue of the Free American. By the way, if you want to subscribe to the Free American, I'll give you 13 issues and I'll throw the May issue in. I've got a few of them left. It's got that picture of Vladimir Lenin right next to Michael Chertoff, and he's doing the same thing.
Yeah, he is.
Well, Clay, look, we got 86% of warrants for murder. That means 86 people were killed in Albuquerque by illegal aliens.
Yeah, but there's some people that are the Libby Libs, the liberals, are saying this isn't a problem. We have to integrate them.
See,
and
it's not just
it's mind-boggling
that they're different from us. Why there's a problem, it's why should one group of people get to benefit at the expense of another group of people that was, you know?
Well, the law-abiding citizens have to...
They shouldn't be allowed to cut the line.
It's our democracy in action.
Well, but I thought we had a constitutional republic.
No, it's our democracy in action. Democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
Oh, man. Well, Clay, we got to run here. But once again, give everybody your website address. Tell them how they can find your magazine. Tell them how they can hear your radio shows. Fill them in.
If you want to have my magazine, the only way to get it right now is to subscribe to it. We're working on getting it back in the bookstores and back in the newsstands. But there is tremendous pressure to keep radicals like Clay Douglas off of the newsstands and out of the eyes of the public.
Well, I don't know what the answer is to this immigration issue. It just seems like it's so totally out of control now.
Well, tell everyone how they can find your website again.
Go to freeamerican.com, and you can call me at 888-678-1444 if you want to subscribe, if you want to make a donation, if you want to help, if you want to distribute the Free American. The Free American is the best tool that you've got to bring all of us that we've talked about into your classroom, into your town hall meetings, into your politicians, and to inform the people. And I'm going to have the pictures of all the bodies of the Russian people that they killed when the Bolsheviks took over. And they're trying to make it illegal for me to tell you that. For you to get that information, buy the Free American. Distribute the Free American. If you've got a business and you care about America and you're not some lily-livered chicken shit sitting over there, if they don't notice me, I'll be all right. You won't be. But it'll buy you a little bit of time. But if you've got a business, advertise in the Free American. Let people know that we're Americans. We're not going to be pushed around. We're not going to roll over. We're not going to line up on a Kmart parking lot to get your damn flu shots. We ain't going to do it.
And we want to thank you very much because the small fraction of people we haven't managed to piss off yet have now gotten totally pissed off today. So thanks a lot.
And we like it, Clay. We like it. I'll tell you what, we need more voices that aren't afraid to speak up passionately about what's going on in this country because every single day there's more voices that are quelled. And
we're glad you're back in business, Clay.
They're never going to silence your voice, are they?
Yeah, by the way, did you guys get an ad for Wing TV in there?
No.
Now, talk to Thorne about that.
Well, Clay, thanks for coming on.
Every radio station, everybody that's doing the radio shows on the internet need to be telling people in the Pre-American, advertising the Pre-American. I mean, because the more advertising we got, the more we can print. The more magazines we can print, the more people are going to become aware of. And the more people, the more magazines we print, the more are going to be coming to your website, listening to your shows, and understanding what's going on.
Hey,
and,
try to get the...
You ain't going
to
hear it from all everybody. Alex Jones ain't going to tell you about the Zionists.
That's for damn sure. That's for damn sure.
That might piss off his wife, you know?
Oh, Clay.
He's still mad at me because I said, Alex, did it ever occur to you that your wife might be your handler?
What do you say to that?
I don't know. He hadn't talked to me since.
That was the last.
You know what? He doesn't talk to us either.
Yeah, he doesn't. We're not on his favorite list
talks
either.
About us.
So, hey, Clay, thanks for coming on today, everybody. It's www.freeamerican.com. Thunder Riders, Free American. Clay's on Republic Radio, Truth Radio. Tune in. This guy's not afraid to say what's on his mind. So, Clay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And good luck to you, Clay.
We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to talk about the JFK assassination, a very rare video that we received a couple weeks ago. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.